Okay, today's daf is Shvi'as daf Nun Hey. Shvi'as Nun Hey, and we continue in Perek Klal Gadol. And we are on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir Omer, Demei Misbarim. So what is this talking about? Let's go back to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah had a discussion on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So back to Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir said, talking about certain types of dyes, Ein lahem bi'ur v'ledmei em bi'ur, right? They don't have any bi'ur because they always last. They always last in the ground. V'ledmei hen bi'ur. And there's no bi'ur for them or for their damim. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir has an unbelievable chumrah, midrabbanan, demeim esbaran on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Meir said, no, against the Tanakhama, even if the items themselves don't have a chiyuv of bi'ur, because they last for, they're always in the ground, but if you switch them onto value, onto money, that there is misbar, right? That does have a chiyuv of bi'ur. Even though the vegetables themselves, the roots themselves, don't have a chiyuv of bi'ur, if you switched it for money, so that has a, that the value, the damim, has a chiyuv of bi'ur. So Amru Lo, the Chacham say back, Amru lo, lahein ein bi'ur, kal v'chomer lo demayan. If the ikar item doesn't have bi'ur, then obviously if the kedusha, the substitute kedusha, can't have bi'ur. So that's the end of the conversation in the Mishnah. So that's what we pick up here in the Tosefta. The Reb Meir's answer is given. Reb Meir Omer Demeyim Mizvaran. The Chum say, how could you say that the Iker is going to be less? So I'm going to Reb Meir. Machmarani, three lines from the bottom. Machmarani Bedamim Minel Iker. I'm being more machmir for the Damim than the Iker. Why? Meaning the Iker is in the ground, and therefore it doesn't have beer. It doesn't have a chiyuv of beer. But the damim could really get confused with other money that you have, and therefore I'm going to be machmer midrabanan. And I'll give you another example of an ikar that is less. Shashem and shal shvias malikinbo. Oil. You have shmita oil. We will learn, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of days, daf samach beis, we will learn that you're allowed to use shmita oil to light a candle, to light a lamp, right? You could put an oil and put a wick in there and light it. That's normal usage of oil in the days of the Mishnah. So oil of shmita malikinbo. And yet, what if I took that oil and sold it? And now I got money for that, and then I bought oil with that money. So now I have oil that was chulin oil, but it was bought with shmita money. Macharo v'lakach bo shemen e malikim bo. That you can't light with. Why? Because, as the Mara Rasilio says, because it's a chumri d'rabanan. You might start using non Shemitah and Shemitah, you might get confused. You might do business with it. See the Rasilio, the Taima, last one on the page. The Shemen Atzmo, or Pri Atzmo. If you have actual Shemitah oil, that's known. People realize what it is. There's a special container in the kitchen, right? Special area in the kitchen. Midkar Inish. People will remember. Velo Asi Lasos Boschora. And people won't come to do business with actual Shemitah oil if you're able to use it for what it's normally used for. We're not going to come to get mixed up. The Shemen, the Chalit. Fin lo midkar. But if you have oil that came from money, that came from Shemitah fruit, frita oil, so that one can be confused with, and therefore, again, another example. Reb Meir says, here's another example, where the demei shvius is more chomer than the shvius itself. Again, midrabanan, not midaraisa, but midrabanan, we have this. And again, I mentioned twice already, I think, over the past week, when this came up, the example of Hilchos Shabbos. Well, one is allowed to cook in the sun on Shabbos. That's not called bishul. But the toldos shemesh, if somebody cooks in something heated by the sun, that would be aser midrabanan. So that's another case. All three cases that we have, the two, Reb Meir's case and his model, and the one for Shabbos, that is, though they're all cases of midrabanan were more machmir. There could be even a daraisa svara for that. Or the Gemara, I should say this way. The Gemara says, it can't be the opposite. It can't be that midaraisa, the tafel, is chomor than the ikar. This comes up in Zvachim. Samach Gimel Amid Aleph in Zvachim. You don't have to say Bavli, because there only is Bavli. Amar Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan says, we know carbon shlamim. Shlamim has to be shechted in the Azara. Anywhere in the Azara. It's not Kachi Kachim. Kachi Kachim has to be shechted on the north side of the Azara. Kachi Kalim, anywhere in the Azara. Shechitasim b'chomachim Azara. We say in Ezo Makoman. What about in the Heichal? What if I take a carbon and I go inside the heichal, right next to the menorah and the shulchan? I want some privacy when I shecht. So I go inside and I shecht the carbon inside the heichal. Says the Rabbi Yochanan, shlamim sheshechtan beheichal, ksherim. It's kosher. The Minchas Chinuch says even in the Kachi Kachim, even in the Kodesh Kadashim, you could shecht. The Rambam writes at Birshav Mishnayis, maybe only b'di'evit. But that's what the Gemara says, shenemar v'shachtu pesach ha'amoid. Why? How do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, how do you shecht l'shlamim? The Torah describes it as at the doorway of the Ohel Moed, v'lo yeitaf al-chamer man'ikr. And outside, at the door of the Ohel Moed, can't be as, it's not even as good as in the Ohel Moed. So therefore, that's the Svara that the Gemara says to explain Rabbi Yochanan and the halacha that we paskin like, that lo yeitaf al-chamer man'ikr on a daraisa level. The three examples that we just gave, Army Durabanan. But on a Daraisa level, lo yetava chomam and ikr. The Gemara says, but wait a minute. Meisvei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira Omer, Minayin, or Rabbi Huda ben Beseira, Minayin, she may keep off the Gachom as called Azara. What if the non Jews are surrounding the Azara and they don't want you to shecht? Shakonim nechnasim lasham, va'ochlim sham kachi kachim. The Kohanim are allowed to go inside the Azara, or inside the Heichal. The Shimon Kubetz adds, and you could eat inside the Heichal. So you might think you could eat it there. Tamalomar b'kodesh hakodeshim tochlenu. You might think that you have a pasuk to teach me that that's okay. Is a pasuk to teach me that you're allowed to eat in the heichal? So says the Gemara, we need a pasuk for, right? Just like by shechita, the Gemara says it's a svara. If you could shecht at Pesach Ol Moed, surely you should be able to shecht in the Ol Moed. So why don't you say the same svara of lo yetaf al chamim and ikr, and you should be able to eat kachim in the heichal, just like you could eat kachim outside in the azara. So via my name of bechatzar al moed yochlu of lo yetaf al chamim and ikr. So that's a svara midaraisa. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. There's a difference between avoda and achila. By shechting it's avoda. If Hashem says you could do the avoda outside, you could surely do the avoda inside, because that's for Hashem. Da adam ovi b'makam rabo amrina lo yetov achamam neikar. You're even closer to your rav. Achila, food eating, I'm eating. Da ein adam ochel b'makam rabo. That's not dafka. You know, it's something that I would do. So maybe the closer in is worse. Lo yetava chomam and ikr, lo amrina, we wouldn't say it in that regard. But either way, that's a little bit of tava chomam and ikr relating to on the daraisa level. You wouldn't make that chiluk, but all the examples that we have are drabanan. Fine. We continue. Says the Gemara on top now. Rav Imi v'shem Rav Yochanan. Now we have other examples of switching the status of something, where we just spoke about you have Shemitah oil and you switch it on to money and then you switch it on to other oils. So sometimes when you switch, it gets the character and the elements and the limitations of the source item. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Hechlof Shem v'shem. And if you have Shemitah oil, we just said, you could use that to light with. What happens if you have two bottles of Shemitah oil and you switch them? You switch the Kedusha from one on the other. So now, each oil has its own Kedusha Shvius, and it has the value Kedusha of the other one. But we just learned, any value Kedusha, ain't Malikinbo. What did we just say on the bottom line? Right? If you sell it, then you buy, ain't Malikinbo. So you could use real Shemen Shel Shvius to light with. But if you have anything else that has Kedusha Shemen Shel Shvius, you can't lie with, even if it's Shemesh Shvius. So Hechlet Shemesh Shemesh Shnei Masurim. Right, they're both Aser. Right, says the look at the Pnei Moshe on top. Shnei Masurim Lahadlik Levi Shebiyad Kol Echad Kidimei Shviasu. Each one has value Kedusha also. So what do you do? So Ketzad Uosa Reb Chizkiya B'Shem Reb Yirmiya Machlif Shneihem B'Shel Chulin. You get two new bottles of oil. And what do? You change the extra Kedusha in each of these bottles to those chulin ones. So now what's left in each of the original? Just the kedusha, the ikar kedusha that they had of being oil of Shemitah. So then you could use it to light the candle, to light the oil. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he explains it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is the closest that we have to a kahati on Yerushalmi. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Machlef Shem b'shel chulin. See on the wide line. Machlef es Hashem in b'davar shel chulin. You have two... You start with two oils of Shemitah that also have value Kedusha because you switched it with each other, so you get more oil. You put the extra Kedusha onto the Chulin oil, so now you're back to where you started from with the original bottles. Umeata din chalife shvius shebahen nitvisu bachulin. The din of the substitute Shemitah Kedusha goes onto the Chulin, the Yarad Mehem, and goes off from them to Kachshaninu, because that's what it says later on. Achron, achron, nitfas. Uperi asmalolam aser. Remember the rule by Shemitah. If I have Shemitah oil, and then I switch that onto money, so then now the Shemitah oil never loses its Kedusha. It always remains, but now the oil, now the money has. I take the money, buy apples. The apples have, the money doesn't. I buy fish. The fish has the achron, achron, nitfas, and the original one. So here too, it goes on to the other oil, and the original one stays kadosh. Pirish, shim lakach beper shvias basar basar habasar yesh lo shkudusha shvias to shvias tofeses damehap. Shvias transfers its kedusha. Va'priatzmo nami nishar omid b'kedusha. So chazer v'lakach, and they continue the last one always. Va'achanami, skipping a line in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in machlef hashemen b'shel chulin. If you bring chulin oil, shumein hashemen chalifin shel shvias, then you're good. It's not chalifin of shvias. Shaharei hechlifan b'shel chulin, and the last one has, and the original ones have the original kedusha of shmita, and it's all good. Fine. So that's if you have two with oil and you switch the substitute, that's how you get out of it. Next line, fourth line. Hechlev yayin b'shemen. What happens if I have wine of Shemitah, and I switch it with shemen? Let's say of Shemitah. That's what the Maharal Folder says. They're both Shemitah. So wine and shemen of Shemitah. So wait a second. Oil of Shemitah, I could use for smearing. I could use for lighting. Wine of Shemitah, I can't. I can't take wine of Shemitah if I'm in a strange mood and smear myself with the wine of Shemitah. But now the oil of Shemitah has the Kedusha of the wine of Shemitah. It has the Damim value. So now your oil of Shemitah is limited. So, Hechlef Yayin v'Shemen, Kamodat Amar, we're going to add in some words. Kamodat Amar Yayin, just like you say, Ein Sachin Bo ve'Ein Madlikin Bo. Just like by wine, you can't smear with and you can't light with. V'Tichvas Hashem. It's so too, this oil that you now have implanted Kedushas Shemitah oil on it, ein sachin bo ve'ein madlikin bo. And you're stuck, because the oil now has the kedusha of the wine. Hechlif alin, but the b'lovin, right? What happens if you have the leaves and the lovin, the buds, meaning parts of the growth that is subject to beer, and part of it is that is not subject to beer. The alin are subject to beer because the leaves eventually are no longer available in the field for the chayas, and therefore it's subject to beer. The lulvin always stay in the field. But again, what happens if you switch the kedusha? Each one of them are limited. So both of them have an issue of beer now. Kamada temar alin yeshlan beer, just like the alin, the leaves have beer, but the fasa lulvin yeshlan beer, even though lulvin itself wouldn't have beer, but now it has the kedusha of the alin, and therefore it would have beer. It would have beer as well. Hechlif ochle adam ba'ochle behema. What happens if you switched food, Shemitah food, able to be consumed by a person, ba'ochle behema, you substituted for ochle behema. So the same thing, just like there are limitations on food for use for human consumption, so now those limitations are going to be even for animals. Even though something that usually only has animal consumption level, you could use for more purposes, but once that now has human consumption, kedusha, so then it would be limited. Hechlef ochle adam ochle behema kemada temar. Just like you would say, ochle adam in osame melugma, just like ochle adam, you can't make into the plaster, as we've said. V'dichvas ochle behema in osame melugma. So too, the ochle behema, now, even though normally animal food, you would be able to make malugma. So too, but here you wouldn't be able to because it has the status of ochle, ochle adam. Continues the Gemara, v'hati taninan, that we learned in the Brisa, mochrin ochle adam v'ochle behema likachwen ochle adam. One could sell ochle adam and ochle behema to buy ochle adam. If I have something that's edible for humans and animals, so I could bring that up or equal adam to adam or behema to adam. I have a low ochle behema likach ben ochle behema, but I'm not allowed. Interesting, why this is? The mafarshim wonder about it. Why can't you take something that's roi for animal fodder to buy other animal fodder? The Brisa says you can't. V'kol shekein ochle adam likach behem ochle behema. But you surely you can't take ochle adam to buy ochle behema, right? Because that's going down, and therefore says the Gemara. So the Gemara is bothered. How do you ever have a case of hechlef ochle adam ba ochle behema? Right? You can't go down. You can only go up. You can go adam to adam, behema to adam. So ask the Gemara, how do you ever have a case where there's something that's roi for ochle adam and you're being machlef it with ochle behema? So answers the Gemara, there is a case where something is so putrefied already that it's not good anymore. We change the vahada to behada kenivsa diyarka, like partially spoiled leaves. Partially spoiled leaves. Maskin lay leigra. When they're already kind of putrefying already, you bring it up to the roof. Vihi yavsha min garme. And it gets dried by itself. It gets dried memela. And therefore, because it's not roy to eat anyway, there's no real hefsid. There's no real hefsid. And therefore, you're... the issue is not the issue of using it for animal food is not a problem because it's not called wasting. But you still wouldn't be able to use it for malugma because that's based on shava l'chol nefesh, right? And this is not a malugma; it's not shava l'chol nefesh. That's only roi for the chol. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, once we spoke about biur, right, most of a future perek is going to be about biur, right, we're not really there yet, but a future perek is going to be about biur, but we mentioned it because it just came up now, right, we mentioned if you switch something that has biur to something that doesn't have biur, so we say that even the item that does not have beer has to be subject and gotten rid of, right? That was the Hechlif Alin Beluvin. So once we mention beer, so we mention a little bit some of the Shiurim for beer. And remember, beer, the Machlokes, Rambam, Ramban, what exactly is biur? The Rambam says it has to be destroyed. We mentioned a couple of svaras for that a couple of days ago, maybe to encourage the person to share it and to make sure one doesn't have to reach the stage of destruction. Maybe it's connected to Nosar. We mentioned that idea, like a carbon after its appropriate time. And this is also, we have to remember, this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like Nosar. Perish Fiyas like Nosar. And the Ramban says, no, it's about being mafkirit. Right? Know that you have a limited time and then you are mafkirit. And we said, interestingly, it's not that the animals, there's a shear for people that goes by animals, but it could be up until that point, it could be called snacking. It doesn't show that you're the balabayas. But if there's nothing left outside in the field and it's only in your house, then you have to get rid of it because that would be a reflection of your being the owner, the balabas, and that's why you have to get it out. So those are some of the svaras we gave for the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. But Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon b'yotzadak b'yayin ad Pesach, wine, the time for bi'ur is until Pesach in the eighth year, b'shemen ad atzeres, oil until Shavuos of the eighth year, ubegrogeris ad haPurim, but these aren't in order, begrogeris figs until Purim, rabibi b'shem Rabbi Chanino, ubetzmarim ad Chanukah, dates until Chanukah. So those are, and they look in the Bavli, that Purim and Chanukah might be switched, but these are the Zmanim general, if you don't know. If you know for sure when something is no longer available to the Chayas, then you have to go by that specific date. But this is if you don't know, then wine goes by Pesach, and oil by this, and dates, and figs. Interesting, Chanukah is mentioned here. There is a interesting mystery in Halacha, and that is, or in Lamdis, why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't put Hilchas Chanukah in Mishnayos. Right, in Mishnayos, right? That it is in Mishnayos in six or eight, I think maybe eight altogether, case of, in Bikur, you can bring Bikurim until Chanukah. And Mishnah and Megillah talks about the laning of Chanukah. And in Baba Kama, right, if you have a camel walking in an alleyway and the Chanukah candle is outside. So a couple of unusual cases. But I didn't talk about Hilchos Chanukah. It's all in the Gemara. It's all in Gemara. So there's different suggestions given why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi saw fit not to put it in. One, they quote the Chasam Sofer that maybe he was alluding to the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, where the Ramban discusses that maybe there's a little downside to Chanukah, because the Chashmonaim, they were amazing, but then they should have stepped aside. Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda, right? And they should have given over the Malchus to the Malchus Beis David, because they were Kohanim, right? Because Chashmonaim were Kohen Gadol. So why did so? And that's why the Ramban even says eventually the Chashmonaim were died out, and that's what the problem with others. You know, not Shaul, because he was earlier, but says the Esther Ramban. V'afal pike nen sh'onesh gadol, ki arbas be'yinei chashmonai, hazakin, hachasidim, amolchim, zeh achar zeh, im kol gvurasam, aslachasam, naflu b'yalei v'yem b'charev, v'yagia onesh, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Baba Basra, koman da'amar b'yemes chashmonai, kasina avdahu. There was nobody left. So maybe, the Chassam Sofer says, maybe Rabbi Donasi was from Malchus Beis David. Okay, that's one idea, that there's a tinge of negativity. Very difficult to accept that one. That idea. Maybe there's more to that suggestion that was said, but not familiar. Others say the Rambam writes in one place in the Pirush Mishnayos and Chul in Menachos that the halachas that were very, very obvious and everybody knew maybe weren't written down. Because the whole heter to write down Mishnah was because people were forgetting. But if everybody knew Hilchos Chanukah. That's also interesting, but it's hard because there were a lot of halachas that are pretty obvious and everybody was, right, Chanukah is only one time a year. The Rambam could say that by tefillin and by tzitzis, but to say that about Chanukah is a little more difficult. But there are two other suggestions. One of them, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, from Reuven Margolis, who says, interestingly, that this Mishnah was going to be analyzed by the Roman government at the time. And to put anything in there that smacks of rebelliousness, you know, would not be good. That's why Mashiach is not discussed. None of the Yisodos HaEmuna, right? Navin Lama Hishmin Mi Mishnaso. I'm reading from his Sefer Yisod HaMishnah Varichasa on page Chav Beis. Why did he leave out Dvarim Chashuvim Ikarim B'Torah Yisrael? Netzer Mishar She Beis David Lo Hiskir Tikvas Yisrael V'Tola Chato Agula Asita Chanukah. Chanukah is like a political victory. Tefillin and mezuzahs; those are two of the mitzvahs that were specifically targeted by our enemies. That's why Uncle Isdafka went up to the pointed to the mezuzah right in that time period. So that's what he in Yonim of Geirus. So there's a lot that's not in Mishnayos. That's another idea. And the other idea, beautiful idea that a number of mafarshim explain, and that is maybe Chanukah is a holiday. The one, there's a more minimal way to say it. Rav Mirsky, I think, quotes from his father in one of his farim that every mesechta has a chag in Torah Shebichsav as the basis, right? Drashas Chazal, right? Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and the whole mesechta is based on darshing the psukim, even Purim, darshing the psukim in the Megillah. But Chanukah has no book in Tanakh, so if it has no book in Tanakh, so maybe there's no mesechta that it should be put in. If you say it a little sharper even, it's a holiday related to Torah Shebal Peh. And it's a holiday of Torah Shebal Peh, Dafka, we are even Baal Peh it in the Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't put it in for that reason. Again, that's a couple of suggestions why Chanukah is not in there as a mesechta, so to speak, itself. Okay, we continue. Those are just a couple of details about beer. Next, the Mishnah had said, Klifei Rimon Vaneit Shalom. So the Mishnah had said that if you look in the line about the Klifei Rimon, there's nothing mentioned about Bior, right? Earlier, the earlier lines in the Mishnah, it mentioned this has Kedusha and it has Bior. And this line in the Mishnah does not mention anything about Bior. So the Gemara asks, what do these have Bior or not? So Reb Ila, B'Shem Reb Shimon Barva, Reb Yochanan, B'Chavos Ava Yasvim Akshin, Reb Yochanan and his colleagues were sitting Amrin Yeshlan Bior or Ein Lan Bior, and they were trying to figure out whether there's Bior or not. Of Reb Yanai passed by at that moment. The Rasilio says Reb Yanai was Reb Yochanan's Rebbe. Amrin, they said, Hagavra Mishalina, there's a Gavra Abba. There's a great person, let's ask him. Asu Shaluna, they asked him. Amrin, he says, well, the rule. Kol Davar Shadarko Lishar Yeshlo Bior. Everything that falls away, anything that falls off, as we know, doesn't last on the tree. Yeshlo Bior. It has a time for beer. She'ein darko lishar, ein lo beer. And anything that doesn't fall off, that stays on the tree the whole winter, ein lo beer. Ve'elu, but these klifei rimon anates, you have yesh v'yesh, you have some and some. Ve'elu mehen she'darkon lishar, o mehen she'ein darkon lishar. Some do, some don't. So the Mishnah couldn't say it does or it doesn't, because there's different types. So, v'shara tanya minei, so the Tana just left it out. but didn't want to say, you know, one way or the other. We just left it out. Shara Tanya Mine, right, the language of the Pnei Moshe. Hesir umana atzmo hatana mine. The Tana removed himself. Veloshana kan midin biur, and didn't say anything. Lefisha somach atzmo ala klal hazeh. Shalom ani matzis dila kamon, because you know it from the Mishnah later on, that says that anything it's derech to fall away, so that has is subject to biur. Good. Hatzabat soveya. So now the question is, mahu litzvoa betova hanaya. Can a tzaba, can a dyer, die for someone else just as a favor, to get a thank you? What do you mean? So if you look in the back, the Kerem Chemed, one of the Achronim explains the question of the Gemara here, because the Mishnah has two lines. The Mishnah says you're allowed to do it for yourself, and you can do it for and you cannot do it for others for money. Those are the two lines. So which one is it? You can make a diak. The first line, you could do it for yourself, but you could do it for but mashba, you can't do it at all for others. But the next line says you can't do it for others for money. Mashma, you can do it for others, not for money, just as a favor. That's why the Mishnah gives off two impressions. That's what the Kerem Chemed says. Mimas Nisan, you could have opposite diukim. Velo yadinan al eza diuk nisbuch. You don't know which diuk to rely on. Al-Kain, that's why the Bryce is brought that only has the first line and not the second line, which means the first line diuk is appropriate, is the right one. So ma litzvo betovas hanaya. So can you die just for a thank you, not for gratuities, not for money. And again, tovas hana, that phrase means something else in the Bavli in different contexts. Something like tovas hana means I have tovas hana to choose which coin I'm going to give my truma to. Right? The Gemara talks about whether that has a monetary value. Tovas hana, mamon or eno mamon. This tovas hana has nothing to do with that. This tovas hana just means, could I do it to get a thank you? Ma'al let's walk. Can I die for somebody just for free? So, min ma'adatani, because in the Brisa, we have, hashal shulis v'chal betzin, those are dies, hatagar oseh la'atzmo. He can do for himself, which is mashma, only for himself, and not for others, not even for free. Hada amra sha'asu litzvoa betovas hanaya. So if you only have that one line, so it must be that you cannot do it for anyone else. It's only for your personal. You can use dyes for your personal and not for anything else. Yachzika lo tova. That, the idea of hakaras hatov, right? If you would do it for him, you would have to say thank you. Because thank you is a trait that we take very seriously. There's a beautiful Maharal. We had a whole Shabbos HaGadol drasha about this a couple of years ago. There's a beautiful Maharal, the first Maharal in Gvuras Hashem. Gvuras Hashem is his sefer on Pesach. So in Perek Aleph, he asked the Kasha. We say, Kala Marbala Saper, Hareze Meshubach. If somebody is Marbala Saper, is wonderful and beautiful, but 1 minute. Does the Gemara in Brachas. Remember the story that there was somebody that went in Rabbi Chanina Shul, Hahud Nachas Kamid Rabbi Chanina, and he was the Chazan. And he started saying Shmon Esrei, and he started doing Chazaras Hashatz. And he said, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibra, Vanora, Viha Adir, Viha Azuz, Vayari, Hachazak, Vahamitz, Vahvade, Vanichbad. He added on all of these adjectives. So Rabbi Chanina didn't want to interrupt him. Hintin lo at shesiyem. He waited till he finished. Kisiyem, and when he finished, Amarle, Siyem tinu lukuli shivche demarech. You finished? Now you zeroed in on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamali kulehai, he says, what are you doing? Ilad amrinu Moshe Rabbeinu baraisa. If Moshe Rabbeinu did not say this in Parshas Ekev, these three, Hagadol, Agir Vanora, and the Yashak Nesakadola wouldn't have been Mesakine Betfila, we couldn't say it. You can't add on, because kala mosif goreya. It's like somebody who has a lot of gold, and you say, wow, you have so much silver. Say, that's the maral, so what are we doing on Pesach night? Kala marbala saper, hareza meshubach, but the Gemara says, you can't add on. Says the Maharal, there's a difference between Shevach and Hakaras HaTov. When it comes to Shevach, when it comes to praising Hashem, yes, there are limitations. And if you add on more adjectives in the Shmon Esrei, that's inappropriate. But when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, there's never ending. The more Hakaras HaTov, the better. Aval, Einze, Aval Masha Anu Mitzuvin L'Saper, Belel HaYitziya Nifla Usav, we can never reach the complete hakara, but we have to do what we have to do. And that's what Kalamar Be'areza Meshubach, because when it comes to Hakara Satov, There is no limit. And this is obviously something that is definitional to our lives. You know, the Ramban tells us, right, that's why Ammon and Moab are excluded more than Mitzrayim, because in their blood, Ammon and Moab is our anti Hakaras HaTov people. There's a beautiful Ha'arav Menachem Zemba has. Menachem Zemba has in one of his Svarim, right, he was killed in the Holocaust. We focus on Bikurim at the Seder, right? Mikra Bikurim, that's how we tell the story of Arami Ovid Avi. So obviously many say that Mikra Bikurim is all about Hakaras HaTov, and that's what the night is about. But it's even deeper. The Rav Nachum Zema points out that the Mishnah in Bikurim, in the third Perek, when the Mishnah describes which Bikurim, what are the examples of Bikurim that are brought that in the Bikurim parade? So what does the Mishnah have there in Bikurim? V'roa te'ena shebichra, eshkol shebicher, rimon shebicher. Te'ena, Eshkol, and Rimon. We have heard those before? The Meraglim. Parsha Shlach. Eshkol, Anavim, Echad, Vaisu, Bamo, Pishnoyim, Amina, Rimonim, Amina, Te'enim. Dafka, those three. Bikurim, says Menachem Zemba, is a tikkun of the chait of the Meraglim. Because Bikurim is about Hakaras HaTov for Eretz Yisrael, and Meraglim was the chait of rejecting Eretz Yisrael. And that's why, when did the Meraglim come back? They came back on Tisha B'Av, the same night as the Seder. As we know, Tishra and the Seder are always the same night of the week, and that's the Ad-Bash connection, and we're misaking that chet. And that's why, by the way, we say in Halach Ma'anya, Lashana Abba Ba'arad Yisrael. When do we ever say that? Lashana Abba Be'Eretz Yisrael? Lashana Abba Yishalayim. Why do we focus on Eretz Yisrael? Because Pesach night is a night that we could focus on being misaking the Meraglim, which is all about the tikkun of Hakaras HaTov for Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot more, but a little bit about Hakaras HaTov, but that's the Gemara here about being Machzik Tova, and Be'ez Hashem will continue next time with a lot more on tomorrow's daf, Be'ez Hashem.